I recently had the opportunity to talk to a group of seniors graduating from cosmetology school. And after my talk, one of the biggest questions that they had for me was, how do we get started? We don't have any appointments. Once we get out into one of the salons, that whatever salon we choose to go with, our book is empty. What do we do? How do we get clients? How do we start to get appointments in our book? So the first thing is you have to start with a book. So go to an office supply store, pick up an actual calendar book. When I started, I started with a paper book. And I picked one out at the office supply store that had a Sunday through Saturday view so I could open up the entire week. And I took a look at that book and decided what hours I wanted to work. I was still working a full-time corporate job and knew that I was only going to be working in the salon in the evenings to get started. And I wanted to fill those slots up so that I could start making some income in the evening. So what I did is I took a yellow marker and I highlighted the times that I wanted to work. For example, I went to school on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday mornings. And so I decided once I graduated, I would continue to actually do clients on the Tuesday evening, Thursday evening, and Saturday morning. So what I did is I took a yellow marker and I highlighted off, for example, 6 o'clock on Tuesday, and then maybe 7:30. And then I did the same on a Thursday. I highlighted the 6 and the 7:30. And then on a Saturday, I highlighted maybe a 9, a 10:30, maybe a noon. You get the idea. So here's how it worked for me. Once I did that, I left my appointment book with the receptionist at the salon so that while I was at my corporate job during the day, he or she could actually fill in my book as calls came in or as maybe another salon person had some overflow and they wanted to share some of their clients, maybe a mother-daughter was coming together and they were doing the mom and wanted me to do the daughter or vice versa. So what happened was, is that that receptionist then was able to know exactly when I wanted to work, and she or he would then start filling in my book for me. So with that said, the only way that you're going to really build a relationship with that receptionist or the person that's doing the booking is to show up filled up every single time. And what that means is I would come through the door at 6 o'clock every Tuesday at 6, every Thursday at 6, every Saturday at 9. I would faithfully come through the door. I worked that salon job just as if I were punching a time clock and working for someone else. And so after a while, that receptionist actually became confident that I was going to come through the door at that time. They knew they weren't going to have to apologize to a client for me not being there, and they could count on me. So I showed up, filled up every single time I had a slot in the book. I made sure I was there. And then I stayed. If I had scheduled myself, for example, 6 to 9 on a Tuesday, I would stay until 9 o'clock because what's going to happen is whenever someone walks in looking for an appointment, chances are that was a good time of day or a good day of the week for them to have an appointment. And so that's going to be a perfect time for you to rebook them on the same evening. So again, for example, if you get a walk-in, a customer referral, a call-in, or overflow for another stylist or nail tech, you're going to be able to put them on your book right then and there, and then you're going to book them, depending on what service it is, every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. You're just going to say, I do all standing appointments. And this seems like a good time for you. So if they're getting, let's say, acrylic nails, for example, you could say, would you like every 2 weeks on Tuesday night or every 3 weeks? And if they go, oh, well, okay, but I came tonight at 6, but 7:30 might work better, then fine. Say, well, we'll plug you in every 3 weeks at 7:30 on a Tuesday night, and that will be your standing appointment. So now once you continue to do this, what's going to happen is your book's going to start to fill up, because now you can go out 3 weeks and you can see that person's name. You're going to go out 6 weeks, you're going to see their name again. You're going to go out 9 weeks, you're going to see their name again. All of a sudden, you're going to start filling up your book. So if I needed two people on Tuesday, a 6 and a 7:30, and two people on Thursday, a 6 and a 7:30, and let's say four people on Saturday, that's eight people a week. So now, once I have eight folks that sign up on those slots, if I'm booking every 3 weeks, now every 3 weeks, 9 weeks, 12 weeks, those same eight people are going to show up on my book. So you can see how it doesn't take long to actually fill your book up once you start doing a repeat booking like that. Now, the other thing that you need to do is every time you have that client in your chair, you need to under-promise and over-deliver. I don't know about you, but when I go to the supply house, for example, and I decide that I'm going to buy some product when I'm checking out at the cash register, it's kind of fun when the cashier puts a little extra something in the bag for me. And she says, oh, we're giving away some samples today. Or, oh, I want you to try this. Or this particular product company is having a promotion. And I always leave there feeling like I got more than I paid for. And that's what you want to do with every one of your clients. You want them to feel like they received more than what they paid for. So under promise, over deliver every single time. Then while you're rebooking them and getting them into a standing appointment, so to speak, you're going to ask if they either text or if they prefer email or a phone call, and you're going to make a note of that. And so what you're going to do when you get started is you're going to give them a little reminder the day before. You're going to find out if they're still okay with the date and the time, and just to remind them that you've got them on your book and that they're scheduled. And what that will do is if they have decided they're not going to continue with you, or if something has come up that they've forgotten about, they can open up your book for you so that you can get another walk-in or another referral or call-in or overflow from another staff person in their spot, so that you're not just sitting there wondering if they're just running late. So anyway, once you do that and you find out how to actually give them a little reminder, you've got them on your book, you're showing up filled up, you're over-delivering every single time they're in your chair, they're not going to go away. It's a lot easier for them to come in and continue with you than it is for them to find somebody else. And you know, are they going to like this other person? And are they going to like how they either did their hair or did their nails? And so all of that together makes for a great client technician relationship, and you're going to want to just continue to use those principles and fill your book up. And I can guarantee you, if you do those things, you will fill your book up in about 180 days. That's less than 6 months. You're going to have a nice income coming in. And so we love having you visit us today. You can connect with me by signing up for my newsletter, or you can visit me at www.kathybinner.com, your passive income coach. See you soon.